About 2 dozen people, mostly older, maybe a third women, are going through their late morning workout when I arrive at the Martial Arts USA Dojo, a few blocks north of downtown Petaluma. Rocksteady Boxing happens there 6 days a week now and has been a regular part of the schedule for a little over 2 years. But owner Scott Sinan explains that this approach to boxing is about fundamentals, not fighting.
Basic footwork, balance, techniques, and movements. And then we combine all kinds of different high-intensity exercises, flexibility, yoga. That's essentially the foundation of the program. Now, they're not doing any physical boxing, so they're not hitting each other, but they are learning the techniques, learning combinations. You're basically boxing.
The workout's meant to be tough, harder than you want to do. That's what gives you the extra edge to combat the Parkinson's.
Mark Ballard drives up from Novato 3 times a week to be in the class, which he says helps him more than his multitude of medications.
With supplements and prescription pills, I take 26 pills 6 times a day. The medication and the exercise probably wins out as far as how good it is. If you don't have the exercise, the pills don't work that well.
The conditioning regimen for boxing leans heavily on footwork, hand-eye coordination, balance, and overall conditioning, all things that Parkinson's tends to degrade. So by emphasizing these skills, with plenty of aerobic pacing through the 90-minute sessions, many participants are able to push back against their symptoms. Rocksteady instructor Ryan Markey says he sees it all the time.
The areas that I've seen the most improvement in is the gait, moving smoother, better posture control, better core strength. We do a broad jump, 2-footed hop. You know, some gals come in, can't really jump further than their feet. And then 6 months to a year in, they're jumping 4 or 5 feet. That's been really impressive.
Other milestones can be less dramatic, but maybe more significant, he adds, like the man who regained the ability to dance with his wife, or another who was able to build enough control of his facial muscles to once again flash a smile. Barbara Tenser has been coming to the workouts for more than 2 years, and while it's challenging, she says the benefits keep her coming back.
When I started, I wore a leg brace. I don't wear a leg brace now. They make you do things you would normally do, which is very good, because if I was going to a gym, I wouldn't do half of this. But I find when I'm not here, I get weaker. So I feel like it's really strengthening me. And the family here is great. Very encouraging, very sweet.
Rocksteady Boxing was founded in 2006 by Scott C. Newman, a former county prosecutor with Parkinson's in Indiana. Bolstered by studies that affirmed its efficacy, the program now claims 27,000 participants in 540 locations worldwide. Everyone with Parkinson's has a different matrix of symptoms, so they find Rocksteady yields varying benefits, notes Wayne Van Patten. He's been doing it for 3 years now.
It's made me a lot better balance on my feet. You know, even helps your cognitive, you know, and your brain stuff. You're working out with people that have the same thing you do. So it makes it good. We share information and everything, and everybody that's here truly cares about the other person, which makes a difference.
It's serious work, but there's plenty of kidding around too. A supportive attitude that Ryan Markey keeps built into the program.
One of our mottos is "In this corner, hope." We're always about fighting back. We've heard people say, and it's more fun to tell their grandkids that they're going to boxing class than a support group.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.